Fred Savage has been doing a lot of self-reflecting since his ABC firing. Wendy Williams wants to have a sit-down with her replacement, Sherry Shepherd, and Kanye West's girlfriend got a tattoo of his name on her wrist. All that and more coming up next on We Hear Quick Fix. Hi, you're listening to We Hear Quick Fix. I'm Ian Moore.
And I'm Francesca Bacardi.
First up, Fred Savage is in a period of self-reflection after his Wonder Years firing.
He was accused of being verbally abusive on the set of the reboot, and he's just, I guess, looking inward, as one does. And we're also told that he has the support of his wife, who's staying by his side throughout this whole ordeal as, you know, he deals with the fallout.
Now, there were some allegations against him on the show, but it's unclear exactly what they were. We've reported that they were not sexual in nature, but sources close to Savage have told us, quote, Fred has really taken this issue very seriously. The source also said he's thinking about how he, quote, should have handled different circumstances better. And the source also added that Savage, little Kevin Arnold, who's now 45 years old, quote, knows he can be an a-hole at times. There are some unresolved issues that Fred wants to deal with.
We're also told that he's received, quote, overwhelming support from colleagues and fellow staffers on the set of The Wonder Years. But you have to wonder how much support he could be getting since he was fired. Reps for Savage didn't return our requests for comment.
Now, when Savage was fired from the show, he was executive producing and directing the new Wonder Years. And a 20th Century TV spokesperson said, recently, we were made aware of allegations of inappropriate conduct by Fred Savage. And as is policy, an investigation was launched. Upon its completion, the decision was made to terminate his employment as an executive producer and director of The Wonder Years. But they haven't commented further. Up next, Wendy Williams is ready to sit down with Sherry Shepherd after the two exchanged words on social media.
So Wendy's on this press tour, right? Not officially, but she's been sort of resurfacing. She sat down for an interview on Instagram with rapper Fat Joe last weekend. And she said, you know, she shaded Sherry. She said she's not going to watch her new show. It's not her, quote, thing. In response, Sherry took to her own Instagram and said she saw what Wendy had said and said, you know, she has a lot going on. Pray for her because her health hasn't been good. But people, of course, thought these were shady comments on both sides. So in response, Wendy, via a publicist, gave a statement to Page Six saying she would love to sit down with Sherry and have a meeting of the minds. It's unclear what they'll discuss because, as we said, Sherry is permanently taking over for Wendy in the fall with a new talk show called Sherry.
Yeah, I mean, it also seems that even though they're both TV hosts, whatever they decided would be pretty hard to pull off, right? Because replacing Wendy Williams with Sherry Shepherd and rebranding the show involves, you know, advertisers, time slots, stations. It's not just like the two of them can talk it over and then, you know, it's not red table talk.
Exactly. And Page Six exclusively reported that it is impossible for Wendy to come back to her show. But Wendy maintains to everyone she talks to that she will be coming back, quote, bigger and brighter than before. In what capacity? I'm not sure because, as we keep reiterating, it is impossible for her to come back to her time slot.
And now it's time for the Joy of Six, our most satisfying Page Six story of the week. Kanye West's girlfriend, Chaney Jones, inked the rapper's name on her wrist. I guess this relationship is permanent? Until the laser removal?
They've been dating for a couple of months now. It actually started because he, I don't want to say hired, that wasn't it, but he was using her as a muse after Julia Fox. You know, Kanye loves a muse. It was Kim Kardashian for years when they were married. Then it was Julia Fox for a bit, and now it's Chaney Jones. But the relationship morphed from muse to musey. And they actually just went to Tokyo together. We were told that they were in Tokyo not as a vacation, but for work. And once again, she was being used as his muse related to his Yeezy line. But now she's back and she has this tattoo on her wrist of, you know, his nickname, Ye.
The other thing that seems oddly coincidental about this, right, is that Pete Davidson recently got some tattoos in honor of Kim Kardashian because he gets a tattoo for everyone that he goes out with. So I wonder if this was like a little like copycat kind of a thing to show that Kanye and Chaney are equally as committed to each other.
I think it's also worth noting that Chaney is fully Kim's doppelganger. And it's weird that Kanye went from Kim to now this brand X version, this discount dollar store version. No offense, Chaney, but like it is what it is.
Reps did not respond, but we also want to remind everyone out there, think before you ink. And that's it for your We Here Quick Fix.
For more juicy stories like these, check out page6.com.
See you next week.